from WIPR.
This is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
I'm Jonna McCone, WIPR's part-time education reporter. In today's episode, Frederick Douglass High School student Chanel produced and narrated a radio diary about being gender nonconformist. Chanel, who also goes by Corey, is committed to dispelling stereotypes about gender identity and expression.
I'm Corey, but most people call me Chanel, and I'm 17 years old.
Mind your business. Because I had to interview her, just like I got to interview Dion and Shashay. No, I didn't interview you because you played too much.
Y'all just heard my brother Monster, but his real name is Julius. Everyone calls him Monster because he's bad. And he just turned 15. I'm pretty sure you can hear it in my voice. He annoys me at times. I live with my brother, my sister, my aunt, and my mother.
My name is Tanil Monson. Koi is my son. I'm 32. I was born in 1984.
When she needs help on hair, she comes to me.
Get it cut down Rolo and...
get everything trimmed to...
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. That's how my head is.
I mean, I can be masculine because I've been it all my life, but until I've just recently started, you know, I wear girl clothing. I wear hair, not wigs, hair. I'm more on the feminine side. I don't want to be a female at the end of the day. I still do like being a boy, but I also like looking like a woman. I just don't want to be a woman. Miles J is a big YouTuber and he's 22. He does Q&As, little funny skits. Since he's mobile, like I can watch him on my phone.
As I'm starting to really come to terms with my identity, I feel like it's a lot more fluid.
I feel like people often are confused about gender nonconformity versus being transgender. What do you say to people?
I just tell them, no, I'm not trans. You can call me he or she. I don't personally care. I'm just gender nonconforming. It is what it is.
And when I need advice, I can go to him. He reminds me so much of myself.
No, what you want to ask, Corey? What you want to ask? Come on, because I'm trying to get my eye.
Have you always known you're doing the right thing?
No, because I never came with a handbook of being a mother, so I just go by what I know is right.
Well, my mom, she kind of like very outspoken, but I feel like she still don't fully understand me yet.
I thought it was obvious, though. But like you said you didn't want to believe it.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to say nothing to you until I was like out of the house. Like not living with you no more. But yeah, you know I'm not trans or nothing. I don't want to be a girl.
Right.
Like when I first started, how did you feel about it when I first?
I didn't like it at all. I born a son, so that's what I expected. But life changes in different ways. You older for real. I can give you advice. I can tell you things. I can tell you what I would like for you to do. But at the end of the day, it's still your choice because you're much older. You know what you really want.
Right. Picture Tyra Banks just picture Tyra Banks with a more masculine face. But my face is not very that masculine. I'm like 5'9". I have long hair in my head. It's black, but if I get into the sun, you see me catch me in the sun, it's brown. Only thing you can probably tell I'm a boy is my hands, my Adam's apple, and my voice. That's the only thing. That's it for me. Over and out.
Bye-bye.
I want a simple lip, but I want a color. I'm gonna just do some purple.
I take like 3 hours looking for an outfit, and then I decide if I want to put on like lipstick or something. In my neighborhood, it's a long strip of row houses. You walk up the street, and it's like junkies just everywhere. It's three big churches on the strip. Every corner, everybody you walk past, all you hear is, I got weed, got perks, you know, Zannies, this, that, and the third. And people, like, don't care about how other people are living after they sell them drugs. And it's just sad. Like, they be just laid out on the floor, arguing, smoking cigarettes, trying to get as little money as they can.
Walking to school while walking to the subway.
I don't understand. It is not that hard to let someone walk past without you saying anything. It is not that hard.
I need to be on, or try to be on time for third period because I'm failing that period.
If I'm not saying nothing to you, do not say anything to me. Don't say nothing about my sexuality. I don't say anything to me at all. It's different people in the world. It's just really getting on my nerves. Like, people just keep saying stuff.
By Gilmore Homes, on the wall is this big mural.
Everyone in this room knows what they're supposed to be doing. I don't need to reiterate that. I got three classes of juniors who know what they're supposed to be doing every day. And one class that doesn't.
Even though everybody probably in the class treat Paulson like trash, we still respect and love Paulson. Like, he mostly everybody's favorite teacher. He taught me a lot about the world and how to see people for different reasons and not just what they look like. So I stopped by his class to ask him a few questions. We're going to start right now. Okay.
Mr. Parsons, I teach English to juniors at Frederick Douglass High School. Your class definitely has a lot of personality. Like, everybody gets along, but there's tons of drama that comes along with it. Once everybody's rolling and focused on the work and the distractions have been eliminated, this class gets more into any discussion than any other class.
Every morning, I flung open the window to another day. And every day has a story.
Hey, hold on one second. How much time has passed? 20 years since that moment where she was about to leave. She had her bag packed, ready to go.
Every year, that class that gives me the most trouble makes the most reading growth.
Like, they just told me downstairs I was on the second grade reading level before I came here. And then I think I'm 12th grade now. I know they just said I'm making growth.
Well, yeah, you made tremendous growth in your reading. You made 4 years of reading growth since the beginning of the year.
What are the qualities that stand out most about me?
Passionate and intense about, like, the things that you care about. And if you feel like even a concept that we're studying in class is not just, you're going to say something about it. You're going to discuss it. You're going to have something that's valuable to add with that insight.
She should. You should not feel sad for somebody that don't treat you like they're supposed to.
You have an indomitable personality, I think. People respect that.
Who's indomitable?
It means what? Well, if you had to guess, what is the root
strong
word?
Strong personality.
Okay, yeah. Strong. Nobody can conquer it.
Okay.
Okay, now I get it. Do you think it would be hard for me to get a job as a gender nonconformist?
It's my sincere hope that it would never, ever be a problem. You're talented, you're bright. You know, any company, any avenue that you would work in would be lucky to have you in. But we've studied, like you talked about earlier, some of the injustices that exist, some of the laws that need to be changed or protections that need to be put in place. If anyone ever discriminates against you for a job, they're the one that's losing out. And I would hope that you would, you know, use the skills that you already have to call attention to that problem, right?
Oh, the other teachers be telling us, like, stuff that they learned from, like, a book. And you got here and told me, like, you can't be quiet when you want a change. You got to speak up for yourself. That's what I'm doing now.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
My mother, she didn't finish high school. She be getting these jobs that don't pay that much money, and she still got to support her family. Like, she had me when she was 14. She turned 15 3 days later, and she said she didn't finish high school because she had to come, like, support me because she had a child right there, right now.
What is your hopes for me, like, in the future? What you hope to see me doing?
I hope that you really, like, understand what you're doing, and I hope you just be successful. I hope that by you went ahead or being who you are, that it don't change where you gotta go in life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping you be a better person and be successful. That's all I can really hope.
She's down for whatever conversation I want to have because she want me to be there to talk to her when I don't have nobody else to talk to. She hasn't dealt with stuff like this before. Like, this is a first for her, too, so I wouldn't want to lean on her for mostly everything. She learned just like I am.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
That's what she raised me to be, who I am.
Xavier, Miles, Denera, and Chanel report the show.
Johnny McCone and Jamila Crimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Miss Young from Frederick Douglass High School.
This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation.
Our theme music was produced by me, Xavier Plater.
Almi Dang wrote the music featured in our credits.
To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords.